It's been a decades-old dream, which finally came true after a number of hurdles and approval this week from the UK Privy Council, a UK Parliament advisory body whose members include Nick Clegg and Vince Cable.
University status is a badge, and it says something about the standard and the quality of what you're doing. And this accolade will now be available to our students. And of course, we will be able to go out to the rest of the world and collaborate on research and on teaching with this behind us.
UHI's principal, James Fraser, already has 8,000 students taking more than 100 courses in 13 colleges throughout the region, running subjects from marine science to archaeology, history to hospitality. And students like Jamie McLeod in the university's training hotel in Dornoch are delighted with its promotion.
There's not really anywhere else up here for it, so it'll bring a lot of money and a lot of elsewhere up here, so I think it'll be good for us up here.
As well as colleges, UHI has a number of specialist institutions and research centres. The Centre for Health Studies in Inverness specialises in diabetes and cardiovascular science. Its chairman, Professor Ian Megson, can't underestimate the significance of this latest development.
I think it's going to have an enormous impact, both in terms of recruitment of students and staff, and also in our ability to attract funding and ultimately develop our research into a worldwide scene.
With a new campus planned for the outskirts of Inverness, the Highland capital is set to reap the rewards of being a university city. Supporters hope the area's young people won't be forced to head south for degrees anymore, and the exportation of talent can ease. Andrew Shaw is a first-year PhD student currently conducting research in Inverness.
My PhD is going to be awarded by the University of Aberdeen, and I think it'll be a big step forward when the UHI can actually deliver PhDs themselves. I think it'll be a boost for the Highlands and islands in this area in general. Like, it can only be a good thing.
It may not have the ivory towers commonplace in more traditional seats of learning, but it's hoped that the new University of the Highlands and Islands will be a powerhouse for the economic, social and cultural development of the region.
It's a huge step forward in justice because we've been operating at this level for some time and now our students will have the benefit of this. And we hope too that we'll be able to attract students from the rest of the UK, Europe and overseas, and we'll have a real university where you've got that diversity of students, that ethnic mix that makes the university experience so rich and so exciting.
Scotland's Education Minister Mike Russell will give his backing to the country's newest university during a visit to the Highland capital this morning. Tributes will also be paid to those who had the vision to proceed with the plan in the first place and stayed the distance.